Warren, how long have you lived in Titonka?
All my life. I was born in 1932. And the only time I ever left here is when I got drafted, 1953. And I was back in 23 months. I got an early out of the Army. So I love the old town, but it's changed so much that it isn't what it was 50 years ago.
What are some of those changes?
Well, young people. When we lost our high school, the town started dying. Stores used to be on Wednesday and Saturday night. The town was full of people. That's when the farmers came to town. And now the land, it's all kind of been put together. There's less farmers. And the ones that are farming are all pretty old already. Some are in 60s, 70s. There's even one guy that's a little bit over 80 that's still farming. And it's because of the price it costs to start farming. No young person can even think of borrowing that kind of money.
So there's not a lot of generation farmers?
A few. But, you know, there's less farmers on kind of the land that's been all put together. I hate to see the town because I love the old town. I know when I'd come home on leave, when I'd top that hill south of town, probably a mile and a half, that was always a good feeling to me because I was home.
What did Main Street look like 50 years ago?
It was very busy. We had two hardware stores, two restaurants, two old bars, pool halls, whatever you wanted to call them. They were called pool halls back in those days. And it was just a thriving community. But as years went by, you know, when all the big chain stores came into the Mason City or Algona, things started dying because people would go buy their groceries, they'd buy their new appliances out of town. So now about all we have is a telephone office, bank, two bars, and an elevator.
So what was school like?
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun?
Yeah. They demolished the building that I had 12 years of school in just here in last week or 2 weeks ago. And I didn't want to go see it because I knew what I'd feel like after I seen it start to crumble. They didn't have a gym. When I graduated in 1950, they had it in the basement, which was very small. 1950, they built a new gym. And then I forget what year they built the grade school building. But we had more students in that old building than I think they have now in all the buildings because they don't have high school. When we lost our high school, we kind of lost our town.
So they consolidate it with another?
Well, they grade share with Crystal Lake and Woden. We have the grade school here and kindergarten. I think Woden has some of the grades too. We have middle school is what they call it.
So how many kids were in your graduating class?
24. And up until 3 years ago, we were all alive yet. But we've lost three in the last 5 years.
That's pretty good.
What I always said, our mothers made us eat their oatmeal and cream of wheat, and we didn't have all these box cereals. And I think they ate their oatmeal, too, because we're all pretty healthy.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm retired now. I was the town marshal here for 20 years. I drove school bus for 31. And I took care of a cemetery, 5 acres of grass. And I also farmed. And now this is all at the same time. And I dug graves, too.
So what was it like driving the school bus? Was it pretty muddy roads? And
oh, yeah. It seemed like it was always mud or high water that you couldn't cross. Or you got stuck in a big snowdrift, you were behind schedule, and nobody could understand why.
How many kids did you pick up? Quite a few?
Well, when I first started in 1972, I had a 21-mile route. I had 48 children. But now, when I retired in, it was 4 years ago, then I was down to, I know one day I brought in one child with a big school bus. It was unreal. But, you know, Vince, we grade share and all that. The high school kids all drive to Crystal Lake, most of them. But we still have to go to Woden and pick up middle school from Woden and Crystal Lake and bring them over here. And what high schooler is, we take over there. That's the ones that don't have a permit or a driver's license.
So the bus duties changed.
Oh, yes. Very much so. When I started out, they dropped one bus then, and they had seven, so they had six. But now it's down to, I think, 3 a.m. and 2 p.m. But, you know, all our young people of childbearing age have moved away. And it takes kids to keep things going. And we don't have them anymore.
What all did you do as the town marshal?
Tried to keep peace at night. But this town was really moving in those days. I mean, we'd have 40, 50 kids in a class. On Halloween, it was chaos. Believe me, it was bad. But now, you go down the streets Halloween night, there's nothing.
You probably don't have hardly any trick-or-treaters.
No, we don't. We don't. Because we don't have the children. I have a swing out on the road, pretty close to the road, and there's probably, it's one of those tire swings on that. Cut it out so they could sit in it. Anyway, there's probably maybe 10 kids down there that come and swing. They always come and ask if they could swing a few quid. So we got kids around there a lot because I got ponies and horses and all kinds of fun stuff. A lot of cats, friendly border collie.
Do you live in town?
I live on a farm right on the edge of town.
Oh.
I got 40 acres. I farmed that up until 3 years ago, and I'd always told the FSA office in Algona that if I could ever put it all in grass, I would do it. Well, I called down, and yes, come on down. So it's in the Wellhead Project with the city. Some of it's wetlands, and there's 4 acres of trees. And I've got deer, pheasants, turkeys, partridge, and probably every crawly little creature that's sneaking around in the grass.
Do you let anybody hunt on there? Or?
No, I won't let them hunt because we're too close to town. Plus, I got horses, and I shoot my handgun a lot, but that's not like somebody walking around out in the field. And they'd have to have dogs, and I just don't want it. Of course, the buck deer, they kind of ruined some of my trees. Because they, so after the first frost, they get, it's the breeding season then, and they have to show off. Just like young boys.